What's up, everyone? We are back on Internet Hollywood Radio, and right now we are setting our sights out in the dirty, dirty to get the inside flavor from a beautiful and talented model from St. Louis. Welcome to the Internet Hollywood universe, Kayla. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today. You are someone that I also feel is a talent worth finding out about, judging by all the excellent work you have done from a modeling standpoint. I can honestly say I'm a new fan of some of the photo shoots that you have done in the past. But before we kick off this interview, I'm normally ask everyone I interview this question to give our readers some insight on a background story of those we're interviewing. So if you don't mind, please fill our readers in on who you are, where you're from, and what you do.
Well, my name is Kayla. I'm originally from Georgia, but I now reside in Missouri. I'm a data entry clerk and model. I'd just like to say thank you for the opportunity to be on Internet Hollywood.
Awesome. Sounds good to me. I always find myself going through a maze of questions to find my way through those gems in people's life that paints the clear picture of how things were in the beginning stages of their journeys. I feel everyone has their own separate stories to tell, and every time I ask, I learn something new every single time. With that being said, what was the beginning stages like when the thought of modeling became something you wanted to pursue? And as you became influenced enough to do it and start doing photo shoots, what became the main goals you put in place with hopes of it bringing you to where you want to be in the future?
So I modeled some in high school just as a creative outlet, not professionally. And then once I finished up moving around a few states and I ended up in Missouri after having my daughter, I wanted to get back into it. And I really enjoyed, meeting other creative minds and using my artistic abilities to create together. So when I first started, my goals were to work on my posing and work towards getting published, which I am better at both now. And I've been published and I'm decently good with posing since I can charge to do so.
Awesome. When I spoke with others in previous interviews, one of the main things I tend to branch off to in my questions is the kind of connections they would like to establish as they continue to build themselves and where their comfort zone actually lies when it comes to working with others. So with that being said, what kind of people are you looking to connect with to get you to that next stage in your journey? And what kind of photo shoots and other work are you open to doing as a model with those people you want to connect with?
So far, my favorite connections have been with makeup artists, other photographers. I definitely love talking with other models. I had a big opportunity to do that at an event called Shutterfest that was in St. Louis. But I enjoy connecting with all creatives from all fields. I like to learn something new from everybody and support each other in the community.
Awesome. That's pretty dope. That's pretty dope right there. I respect it. Now, one of the pretty cool photo shoots you had included a mushroom. It was pretty dope.
Yes.
I don't think I ever seen a photo shoot like that, honestly. It's probably one of the most creative shoots I've seen. But another one that really stuck out to me was the helicopter shoot you did as a pilot. You had the whole uniform and everything. How did that photo shoot come about? And what other photo shoots and projects are you currently working on in the future that we should expect to come out?
So the mushroom theme shoot I did with my friend Paris, Nicole, and Lucy Toby, we both enjoy the cottagecore aesthetic, so we all collaborated together for that project, and we all did our own makeup and our hats, and oh my gosh, I had so much fun making my hat for that. And the Top Gun theme shoot with the helicopter, my friend Phoenix invited me because one of the other models flaked on him or something, and my dad was in the Navy, so he had a uniform that fit me pretty well because we're both tall and scrawny. So that worked out great. And I have a few shoots in the planning at the moment. I want to do a Viking one. I'm working on a Mystique cosplay. Oh, there's so much good stuff coming your way.
Wow, that's really dope, man. Shout out to your father for that as well, man. That was a really magical moment right there. I really liked that. You did a really good job.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now, is modeling the only thing you're interested in making a career out of, or does your journey include other things besides that?
Well, I do enjoy other forms of art, such as painting, sculpting, et cetera, et cetera. So I did have a lot of fun making the props for that shoot. So I hope I can create some other props for other models or photographers to rent or purchase. And I do want to dabble in acting. I'm not sure how well it's going to work out since I have tattoos, but I would like to give it a try since I love being creative, and I feel like I'm pretty good with my emotions.
Yeah, one thing my friend at Universal told me, I actually interviewed him as well. It was a pretty long interview, and he actually dropped some real gems on me because he's been working with Universal for over 10 years. He explained to me how the internet basically allowed people to basically build themselves up. And he basically gave insight on the importance of doing your own reels and letting them see how that compilation of all your work all together really gets those reactions that you really want to get for those people that you want to impress. So it is a journey. I feel like tattoos and all that stuff, I feel like it's all based upon a person. And I'm judging from your modeling experience and all that, I honestly feel as you continue to keep going and keep doing your thing, I honestly feel that you're going to get where you want to get, no matter what anyone thinks about it. But
yeah, well, it's actually fun fact, the tattoos, actually, I did a majority of them myself. It was just another part of my creativity. I did a lot when I was 17 and 18, so.
Wait, you did tattoos?
Yeah, I got a tattoo gun because I designed one, the owl that I have on my right arm, I designed and got done for my 18th birthday, but it was quite expensive. Like, I respect the art, but decided to get a cheap tattoo gun myself, and then I went a little crazy with it.
That, look, whatever works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is no doubt that overcoming the barriers of fear has been a challenge for many people, and those fear factors has prevented people from taking that extra step to get them from one place they're not satisfied with to a place that makes them happy. So how hard would you say that challenge was for you when you first decided to model, and what kind of advice could you give to others that are struggling with their challenges when the thoughts of doing something they love come to mind?
So my advice would be, don't give up, don't care what other things, and don't stop trying to learn. Like, when I first started modeling, I would get a little anxious. You know, you're walking out in public, like, dressed up for whatever theme shoot you're doing. You're going to have eyes on you. And I was homeschooled, so I wasn't used to it at all. But I just kept throwing myself out there. Next thing I know, a few months later, I'm walking around Forest Park painted blue like an avatar. So just keep going. Don't give up.
That's real right there. Listen to those gems, y'all. She dropping them gems right now. You hear me? All right, so before we bring this interview to a close, who are some of the people that you would like to give a shout out to, and where is the best place someone can reach you if they would like to collaborate or do some business?
So you can reach me on my Instagram, Kayla LaMary, and it's Kayla L.A. Mary, and then my email is the same, Kayla L.A. Mary at gmail.com. And oh my gosh, there's so many people who have helped me along my journey. There's Paris, Aspen, Shayna, Fodius, Alexander, Mike. Oh my gosh, there's so many. I'll have to make a whole story about just all the people who I've met.
Awesome, awesome. And there you have it. You know, Kayla, I appreciate you calling in and give us the inside scoop on what you got going on with yourself and that little background story. You know, the interview ended a little quicker than I actually thought, but you gave us enough to really hold on to and remember, and I look forward to continue writing new stories about you and having you back on the show in the near future. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Yes, I can't wait till our next time.